Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Okay. Here we go. This is the show I was going to do two shows ago. It's January 28, 2016. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hope you're having an amazing day. This is podcast number three for today. Uno, dos, tres. I can count to ten in Spanish. Are you ready? It's the only thing I learned about Spanish. And go. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Thank you very much. Thank you for all my Spanish-speaking listeners. Let me know on Twitter. Hit me up at Sam Crowley. Let me know how impressed you are with my ability to be multilingual. Oh, don't even get me started on German. Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn. Thank you so much, everyone in Germany. Give me a shout-out at Sam Crowley. Let me know, man. We're connected, okay? Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Get the bills paid. It's January. I had a lot of bills this month, man. The bills that come due in my life and my business the first of the year, insurance premiums for all my rental properties, $12,000. Heating bills for said rental properties, tenants move out, get evicted, don't pay bills, things like that. A couple grand, all right? Other bills, it's the rental business. Let me tell you, man, I don't regret because I don't believe in any kind of regret. It's been an amazing learning experience. We'd do it all over again. Would change things up just a little bit. Let's just put it that way, okay? This business, the Everyday Saturday business, speaker, trainer, seminar leader, did not travel at all this month, incurred expenses for software, platform, you know, like Infusionsoft, I spent $600 a month on. God, I'm trying to think. Just stuff, man. I've been spending a lot. I think I told you guys back in November, December as well, just learning. I mean, all this stuff. I'm going to say $1,500, couple grand. Running our life here with our daughter, Susan, on a ventilator, healthcare costs, family, things like that. I don't know, man, 15, 20 grand, something along those lines this month. And I'm throwing it out there because sometimes we'll get a bill for $8,000 and we hadn't got a bill for 3 months relative to our daughter's journey. School, oh my God, kids. Oh, braces. Laura got braces. That was $7,000. I think a $1,500 down payment had to be made for that. That was December, though. But I think that, for some reason, hit my January bill. Where I'm going with all this, a lot of bills needed to be paid. So here's what I did. I opened up a spreadsheet. And I did not want to, here's what I used to, I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to say, which is difficult for an ex-stutterer who's got, you know, 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class. I'm trying to think how to best say this, all right? I used to run from my bills. I used to just put them in a big pile, not look at them, and hope they'd go away, all right? Sounds stupid? Of course it sounds stupid. It's idiotic, okay? I'm not even defending it. I'm just saying that's what I do. Put them in a pile. And whatever collection company calls first, you know, they go to the top of the pile. It's kind of what I did. That might be what you're doing right now. Cool. Let me show you how to not do that. So now what I do, I put them all on a spreadsheet. And I'm not even organized. I don't use QuickBooks. I have two accountants. One that handles my Infusionsoft business and one that does my taxes and reconciles and all that stuff. They work together. Both of them named Krista, by the way. Isn't that funny? One's in California, a virtual accountant, and the other one's here in Cincinnati. So, I put them all on the spreadsheet, and at the beginning of January, I was like, damn, we got a lot of bills to pay this month. So the way I derive revenue is speaking when I travel, and I wasn't speaking in January for my own design, really. Rarely do I speak in January. So much going on the first year with family, and Susan had a number of doctor appointments. She has a scope procedure Monday as well we're going into. That's a outpatient surgery type thing she's got going on. So anyway, a lot going on with the kids. So earning income online is what I do. So I looked at, what do I have? Like, what do I have to offer in my business? I've got my podcast training. I've got my speaker training. And private coaching and group coaching. And that's really where I derive most of my revenue, if not all of my revenue. And so I really looked at my Speaker Success Vault. You've heard me promote that. If you go to speakersuccessvault.com, you can sign up. My God, it's $197 for lifetime access to all of the training, the videos, the audios, the PDFs. Put it this way. You should have a passion for sharing your message and earning income doing it. I don't care if it's delivering a keynote at your local Rotary Club or earning $100,000 from the platform. It's covered in all of that. All right, go to speakersuccessvault.com and take advantage of the lifetime access for only $197. You'll love it. You don't love it? Hit me up. Send me an email, Sam at Every Day Saturday. Say, hey, Sam, I don't love it. Send me my money back. And I will. But you really need to get in that program. So I have that I've been promoting, the podcast training. And I just started chipping away. My goal was to get all these bills and all these bills on this spreadsheet deleted. Just delete. As they get paid, delete them. As they get paid, delete it. And when I woke up every morning, I looked at the spreadsheet and what I owed. And if I could delete one or two or even three lines, I mean a mortgage payment, a second mortgage payment, mortgage on the rentals, heating, utilities, I'm just... Jeez, I literally got bills here. Merchant account fees, health care. I don't have any bills really because it's the end of the month. So I'm looking at most of them got paid. Insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance, things like that. Taxes, property taxes. And as each item got ticked off, it gave me a sense of accomplishment. You know, I did. I highlighted the cell on the Excel spreadsheet and I hit the delete button. And there was power there. Look, guys, you have to sometimes, especially when you work for yourselves, you have to manufacture ways get yourself fired up and give yourself a sense of accomplishment because there's no boss or supervisor coming in and say, hey, let me see what you did yesterday. Oh, good job, Nancy. Nice job, Sue. Oh, congratulations. You're really an up-and-comer. You're going to do well with this company. Keep up the good work. No, you got to be that person, you know? So I would delete it off. Hey, good job, Sam. I sit here in my office by myself. Hey, nice job, Sammy boy. Way to go, Sam. Hey, that's good. Yeah, that's good stuff. Way to go, Sam. Way to sell that product there. Sell $3,000 yesterday, make up for that. You know, there's days I'd sell $3,000. There's days I'd sell $8,000, you know. Days I'd sell nothing. But when the dust settled and it's the end of January and I got all those items on my Excel spreadsheet deleted, it felt good. But how did it all happen? So that's good for you, Sam. Yay, Sam Crowley. Oh, isn't that great? You got your bills paid. Your podcast sucks, though, because it doesn't matter to me. How do I get my... Well, here we go. All right. Create something. What can you do? What do you love to do? What do you love to talk about? You know, every time I have a conversation with a client on the phone, we always walk away. And this is just my gift. I don't know how I got this gift. It is my gift. I can speak to an individual on the telephone, and in less than 30 minutes, I can get them going in a direction that they never even thought about by coining a phrase, thinking of a brand, coming up with a product, of a service... Look, it's right under their nose. It's under everybody's nose. Everybody has a $1 million product of intellectual property that they can monetize, but they just think a number of things. Number one, they don't think, and if they did think, they would get the product right away. But if they aren't thinking about it, they're like, well, everybody else already does that. That's probably the number one killer of wealth in my business, in the entrepreneurial journey, is, well, somebody already thought of that. Somebody else has already done it. Well, of course somebody else already teaches Facebook. Okay. Oh God, I don't even know where to start with it. This is where I get all Porky Pig and start stuttering my ass off because I get so fired up, man. It's like, let me give you an example. All right, there's a lot of people teaching podcasting. It's 2016. It ain't 2006 anymore. When I first started, back when I started, 2006, nobody even knew what a podcast was. You know, you'd be surprised. I spoke a lot last year in 2015. When I was in London, I shared this story. You may have heard it before, the year before. And it was 1,000 people, probably about 1,100 people in the audience. And I said, raise your hand if you already have a podcast. Raise your hand. 1,000 people plus in the audience. 1,000. And I'm thinking, hey, it's 2014. Of course, you know, half the room has to have one. How many? 700? 500? A little lower, 350, a little lower than that, 250, keep trying, oh my God, 100, here you go, ready, five people out of 1,000 people had their own podcast, and it's everywhere I speak, and I contrast that with how many of you have a Facebook page, and everybody does, you know? That's why the opportunity is so great to do this, what you're listening to right now, create a podcast. That's why I teach it. That's why I sell it, you know, the training. So when you think about what you're doing, don't automatically go to default like everybody. Oh, somebody's already doing that. Oh, somebody already thought of that. Bah. It's self-sabotaging your dream, man. Don't be that person. Damn it. I get so mad. It's like, I don't really know all there is to know about. You're never going to know. There's always things to learn. I don't know all there is to know about podcasting, and I don't give a rip. I know enough to get somebody on iTunes, get them thousands and thousands of downloads and thousands of dollars as a result of building their brand using their voice. I never guaranteed I'd make them $8 million. I guaranteed them that it would be worth it, though. It would be worth it, okay? In all the years I've been training, I can't think I had one person who was just a tool. I mean, they charge back. I've never had a charge back. Charge back meaning they call their credit card company and deny authorizing the thing. I don't think one person in 6 years I've had do that, okay? Never had a refund, really. I've had people say, hey, man, I don't get this training. Can you help me out? Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Let's do it. Help you out, you know? And that's how you get repeat business. So my charge to you is get your February bills paid by what you're creating in January. I know there's only 3 days left. Hell, you might even be listening to this coming in February, all right? But create. Creating is so much more fun to do than maintaining, okay? Maintaining means you have a job. Creating means you have a business, okay? So understand that maybe you pass some of the bills and without getting a negative credit rating, but maybe you say, okay, I'm getting some of these bills in February are going to get to March, but in March I'm having a huge month because this is what I'm creating in February. And don't make it complicated. If it's going to be a video series hosted on YouTube, if it's going to be audios like this, if it's going to be your blog, your articles, whatever it is, there's a market out there right now hungry for what you have. Now you just got to find the market and you got to create the product that's going to serve them, and that's it. But keep it simple and don't put your goal. If you've never made a dollar on the internet, don't put your goal at 10 grand in February, all right? Keep it sensible. Keep it reasonable, but with a little bit of unreasonableness to it as well, if you know what I mean. Translation. Reasonable would be, I know I can make 1,000. We'll make a 1,500. All right? Don't quit your job just yet if you have one. Don't put all that pressure on yourself. But you can certainly have a launch date. Say my launch date's June 1st, because by then, if I just do what I've been doing and I grow and my business grows and my audience and my market and I follow what Sam's teaching me, I'll be ready to launch. That's how you get the bills paid. Create what you're being able to do now as a result of the seeds that you planted in October and November. How you do in April is pretty much what you're doing now, okay? Understand that. It's always 60 to 90 days before. What did you do to plant the seed? What'd you do to plant the seed? What'd you do? Answer that question. Anyway, on your way to Saturday. All right. Hey, it's Sam Crowley checking out for today, January 28, 2016. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.